breakdown, baby.
It's Monday, the 29th of August, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. Out here on the road, I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Great way to open up this year episode of the show. From Austin, Texas, the band is Telenovela. That's their song Heavy Balloon. Comes off a forthcoming album, House of Souls, which due out next month. I was gonna wait and play something, you know, once they released the album, I was gonna, you know, play of course Heavy Balloon and then some other song, whatever is also just as good as that. But I couldn't wait. That song's too great. Had to put it out. Speaking of things from Austin, Texas, how about Survive? That's another band. And they're getting a lot of attention, well-deserved. A, they have an album coming out here soon, but also, they did the soundtrack to the amazing Netflix series Stranger Things, which, did you watch Stranger Things? Boy, howdy, did I like Stranger Things. I liked everything about Stranger Things. It's like if Steven Spielberg in the 80s directed an entire season of The X-Files, but it was just one serialized drama. That's my way of describing it. And among the things that were great about it, in addition to how They got the 80s so pegged, and it's just a fun world to inhabit, these kids following around and the adventures and whatever. It's great. And of course, the opening title sequence for the show is spectacular, and not least among the things that make it so is the theme song. So the theme song for Stranger Things, done by the band Survive, from Austin, Texas, in a wonderful sort of 80s synthwave sort of sound. It's so great. And so we're going to hear Stranger Things, that's the title track. Then we're going to hear Kids, another excellent song off of the Stranger Things soundtrack. And I should note, this is Stranger Things Volume 1. There's also a Volume 2. Both have 30-something songs. A lot of stuff. Most of them are pretty short. Though, Volume 2 does have an extended version of the Stranger Things theme song. So if you really like that, which I do, you can just listen to it for like 5 minutes straight. It's awesome. But I'm going to play the short version because got other stuff to get to. So here we go. Survive from Austin, Stranger Things, and Kids. Where else but right here on The Sounds in My Head.
Picture frames, framing what we became. Yeah. Malawi, I say. So when I hold now, in the Buja Bukada, Kuhona Malawi, I say, ja. In Utata Yalimba, Kuhona Africa, I say. Belo Watu Kumoto.
Boy, you must have.
Let's catch up after Survive back there. We heard Computer Magic from right here in Brooklyn, New York. She's got a new EP called Obscure But Visible, and we heard a couple of tracks from it. First, Been Waiting, and then Gone for the Weekend. Been Waiting, I want to play that after Survive because it's got some of that same 80s synth kind of thing going on. Gone for the Weekend, a little bit more rocky than we're used to from Computer Magic. Seems more guitar-based than synth. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it too much, but great EP. As always, I love me some Computer Magic, so I was excited to see this here new release. After Computer Magic from Malawi, from Nakata Bay in Malawi, Gaspar Nali. And let me tell you about Gaspar Nali. This is a dude who hand makes this enormous one-stringed instrument. So it's a giant guitar with one string, essentially, made out of, like, you know, found wood and, like, a piece of wire and cowhide, whatever, you know. And he makes this thing. And he plays it with, like, a stick and a beer bottle. That's, like, how he makes the sound from it. And then he also has, like, a kick drum that he's also made, kind of like the bass of the guitar, but it's just another cowskin, you know, whatever. And there was this video on the internet that I saw. I posted it, actually, on Facebook, so if you follow Sounds in My Head on Facebook, maybe you saw it some years ago. And I was like, man, if this guy ever releases a record, I'm all over it. Because it just doesn't even seem real. Like, you watch him playing, and it's like, the instrument doesn't seem like it'd be capable of making the sounds that it makes. And especially in that video, which is like just a single shot, maybe like a phone just sitting there watching him play live on the beach or whatever. And it almost sounds like Arcade Fire or something. You're like, wait, how is he making those sounds from that one weird thing? Anyway, I was like in love with that video. And some other people were too. I think it got a lot of views on the internet, and so this record label, kind of a startup-y fair trade record label, went down to Malawi and sought him out and recorded a whole record of him, like really high production value, but just like very, not like in a studio, whatever, but just like in a house, you know? And they put it out, and it's so super great, and you should just go buy it right now, because I want this guy to get money from you. And I want the record label to succeed and stuff. And I love those songs. Like, the whole album is really great. If you like those two songs, you're going to like everything on it. It's super great. Gaspar Nali. And I'm not going to try and pronounce the names. But the main song, the title track to the record, it means People I Want to Tell You. And interestingly, looking at the lyrics for it, it's sort of like a fire and brimstone kind of, you know, the world's going to hell sort of song. Which is funny because it seems a lot more uplifting than that. But People I Want to Tell You right there by Gaspar Nali. Awesome stuff. Love that right there. All right, that's enough about that. How about Gap Dream? They're from Fullerton, California. We're going to hear them next. We're going to hear a couple tracks, Rock and Roll and College Music, both from their new album, This Is Gap Dream. And actually, Rock and Roll, could have. It sounds almost like Survive helped them write it a little bit. Got some of that good synth music sound going on, which I think Gap Dream, more of a synth music band. But College Music is kind of like a college rock and roll kind of lo-fi. Whatever, what am I talking about? It doesn't matter. Just enjoy the tunes. Here we go, Gap Dream, right now on The Sounds of My Head. All right, let's catch up one last time. After Gap Dream back there, we hear Tall Juan from the Far Rockaways here in New York City. And he did the songs It's True and I Don't Know What to Do, both from his Why Not EP. Very good songs, if short. So, yeah, you just get a little taste of Tall Juan. But he's got some other EPs, too. It's all pretty quality. I do think that Why Not is the best so far. But keep your eyes peeled, because that dude's pretty good. He's going places, I'm convinced. After that, we heard Haiku Salu from the UK. We heard a couple of tracks off their all-instrumental record, Etch and Etch Deep. First, we heard You Dance, A Particular Algorithm, and then Foreign Pollen. I love this. I love the whole album, actually, but I love those two songs. And I like how it's like, you don't quite know what to make. It's like, it's sort of soundtracky, but then it's got lots of crazy instrumentation. It's pretty great. So, pretty into Haiku Salu. Check those guys out if you liked those two instrumental songs. And that really is the kind of thing you're only going to hear here. I don't think anybody's going to play a couple instrumental songs on their music show. Not on the radio. It's not going to happen, I don't think. All right, finishing up this here episode of the show, Sharon Van Etten from right here in Brooklyn, New York. She's on a new soundtrack for an Amazon original series, Gordimer Gibbons' Life on a Normal Street. I have no idea. I haven't seen it. I know nothing about it, but the soundtrack's got some usual suspects doing some covers, and the best one, by a mile, in my opinion, is Sharon Van Etten. She's covering The Flaming Lips, Do You Realize, and boy, do I like it. I mean, I still like the original better. This isn't like, oh my God, it's even better than the, but it's really pretty great. I think it's a good cover. I like what she did with it there. Really, she made it her own, and it's awesome. So here we go. Without further ado, Sharon Van Etten, Do You Realize, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Do you we'll be right back.
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1 and She Don't Use Jelly, both Flaming Lip songs, both covered by the Vitamin String Quartet. I also talked over Bleak and Beautiful All Things by Haiku Salu. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or look for links to everything I talk about, including where you can follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you'll find links to things like Spotify, where you can subscribe to, say, this season of The Sounds of My Head. And every time I put a new episode out, I just drag all the songs that are on the episode into that playlist so you can listen to them without having to suffer through me talking to you. It's pretty great. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.